cuddling up with Upper Cumberland coaches and players.
The Cookeville Cavaliers earned win number one for new coach Taylor Hannigan. The DeKalb County Tigers and White County Warriors win in last-second fashion, while the York Institute Dragons cruise past Jackson County.
From UCSportsNation.com, this is the High School Playbook. Upper Cumberland's place to talk prep sports. Built by Mountain Barn Builders. Quality products, a high level of workmanship. Mountain Barn Builders. Storage buildings, animal shelters, gazebos. Visit Highway 127 between Jamestown and Clark Range.
School football season are in the books. Good morning from Chick-fil-A on Interstate Drive in Cookeville. Tom Duggan for the High School Playbook. Some thrilling finishes last night. A lot to talk about on this Saturday morning. The Cookeville Cavaliers get their very first win under new head coach Taylor Hannigan. They get it done against Livingston Academy last night, 27-7. Mace Thompson, 11 of 19, 208 yards, and a touchdown for the Cavaliers. We'll talk to Coach Hannigan coming up here in just a few moments. The DeKalb County Tigers, for the second week in a row, get a thrilling win in the closing seconds. A 31-yard field goal by Juan Ortega as time expired. Coach Steve Trapp's Tigers 17, Smith County 14. We'll talk to Coach Trapp by telephone later in the program. Heartbreaker for Warren County, but jubilance for White County. The White County Warriors get a two-point conversion with 26 and a half seconds remaining in the football game to edge Warren County 22-21. Malachi Dowell, 253 yards, three touchdowns in the game. York Institute welcomes back Coach Derwin Wright with his first victory and his return to the sidelines for the Dragons, 35-2 over Jackson County last night. Miles Lefeu had 10 carries, 102 yards, a couple of touchdowns, two touchdowns rushing for Lefeu in that game as well. Stone Memorial 2-0 on the season as they beat East Ridge 35-6. We'll talk to Coach Derek Samber coming up later in the program. We'll also have York Coach Derwin Wright joining us here at Chick-fil-A, along with members of the York Institute football team. Monterey 30, Cumberland County nothing. Mason Bowman gets a buck 56 on the ground and a touchdown. Upperman shellacks Trousdale County 49-8, the final score. The Upperman defense allows only 77 yards. Both Terrence Deadman and Jackson Rollins go over 100 yards in the victory for Upperman, who is now 2-0 on the season. Right now, though, let's turn our thoughts back to the Cookeville Cavaliers, 27-7 victors last night over the Livingston Academy Wildcats. Head coach Taylor Hannigan joining us this morning on the High School Playbook. Coach, thank you for being here today. And, well, how does it feel to get that first victory under your belt?
Yeah, it feels good. Very proud and happy for our players, for our seniors, for our community. Kind of get that first one out of the way and move on.
End of the game last night, you kind of get off to, I guess, a little bit of a slow start, some missed opportunities there in that first half. It's 7-7 there for a while. What was it about early in the performance? Maybe your team struggled just a little bit.
Yeah, honestly, you know, especially offensively, I thought the first two games we really started well from the standpoint of converting on some long yardage second down conversions or third down conversions, but just didn't convert the big play opportunities. I thought both games to start the year we had some opportunities for some explosive plays and just didn't convert those. So that was kind of the message at halftime, you know, both games of just – you know, continue to do the simple things, and we just got to catch some passes and convert on some big play opportunities.
Coach, let me ask you about philosophy, because obviously when a new coach comes in, you're going to change some things up and all that. Has the team really rallied around and grasped the kind of philosophy that you're bringing in?
Yeah, for sure, especially from a cultural standpoint, kind of a team-building standpoint. They've been very receptive and responsive to those things. Obviously, you know, the scheme and the X's and O's, there's still some minor detail things that are kind of week-to-week adjustments. But certainly, you know, the buy-in, you know, that you would say from our guys has been really good.
Second half of the game, you mentioned you adjusted some things in the locker room at the half. What were some of those conversations to kind of get things turned around?
Yeah, I think defensively, more just assignment, alignment, assignment football. You know, I thought we ran to the ball really, really well. And we flew around, and we started to kind of get more momentum defensively in the second half. I think, again, the message was just the plays are there, the opportunities are there. We got to make sure that we finish plays when we get an opportunity to finish some plays, and I thought we did a much better job of that in the second half.
Great night for quarterback Mace Thompson, 11 of 19, 208 yards and a touchdown. Talk about Mace's performance in the game last night.
Yeah, a big improvement, in my opinion, from week one to week two for him. You know, a senior, a guy that seems like he's played a lot but really hasn't started a lot of football, had an injury last year. So really proud of his progress and just the way he played. I thought, you know, the first game it was more a little bit on him, missing some open receivers. And last night we just didn't catch some open passes that I thought he was on the money all night, and just proud of his leadership and the way he handled the game.
Cookeville head football coach Taylor Hannigan joining us at Chick-fil-A this morning on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Going back to that change of philosophy and change of scheme when it pertains to your quarterback, and I know Mace missed quite a bit of time last year, but how big of an adjustment has that been for him mentally and physically both?
Well, physically it was kind of twofold. Obviously, there's the scheme adjustment, which there are some things that we carried over that aren't too dissimilar from what they did last year. But obviously, then just the rehab standpoint, when I met him in January when I got here, he was working hard but kind of isolated in rehabbing his ACL injury. And that's a long, lonely road, you know. And so he kind of did that on his own, on the side, you know, with the help of the training staff. But also put in the work with the team and with our coaches to get up to speed. So he's very smart. He's very mature. I knew he wouldn't have trouble, you know, commanding our offense. But it does just take reps and then getting back in the flow of full contact football when you're coming back from an injury like that. I thought last night he looked really, really comfortable and confident.
Coaches, teams, everybody gets excited when there's a big defensive play, and you had one last night. Mason Taylor goes 41 yards on an interception return for a touchdown. What happened on that play?
Yeah, he's been a really good player. He's very very physical, will come downhill and hit you, but just a good athlete, obviously, read the play. I really thought our defense did a good job in the second half of just taking advantage of some throws. We thought if we got pressure on the quarterback that he could, you know, throw the ball up. And I think four interceptions is tied or maybe second all time for a single season game. So really proud of our defense for creating takeaways. That's something we talked about all week that we needed to do. And we were able to capitalize on a few.
Coach Hannigan, I know it's a small sample size. We're talking about just two games so far, but things that you see that you're really liking about this team and things you still have some concerns about right now?
The positivity, you know, the attitude, the effort is really, really good. We don't have an effort issue. The things that we've got to clean up are just the things that every coach probably talks about, mm-hmm. The alignment, you know, being in the right spot. I think defensively, you know, we didn't contain the quarterback the way we should,
right.
The way we're going to have to going forward for sure. So there are things like that that we need to clean up, you know, simply catching the ball. We dropped a couple of explosive passes last night, so it's more stuff that, but the effort, our just the positivity from our coaches, from our leadership, guys learning how to be leaders, that those are the things that stand out, you know, for me.
Going into Region 3-6A play this upcoming week, a very tough region. It's a lot of Wilson County teams and Cookeville pretty much, and you draw possibly the big dog, the favorite in the region with Lebanon coming up. Coach, how much has these two games been able to prepare you for what you're going to see in region play?
Yeah, two different games for us as far as just personnel and then obviously scheme from what we've seen, and Lebanon will be a little bit different. As well, they're certainly the favorite in our region, and for good reason, not just because of what they did last year, but just because of the personnel they have coming back. They've got some guys that are capable of breaking it in the open field, and you know, they've kind of earned that title so far over the last couple of years of you know, kind of being the reigning champs. So it's going to be a big test. This game typically, even from back when I played here, this game seemed to always be close regardless of record or whatever. So I'm looking forward to how we can improve and hopefully get in a competitive game and see what happens late.
the emphasis going into region games from a coaching staff perspective? Do you put more emphasis on these games when you're working through practice leading up to one of those games?
Hopefully the preparation is kind of the same, you know, week by week. But obviously being in a region game, being against the team that won our region on the road, kind of to open region play, there'll probably be a little more, you know, emphasis on that. It's a new opportunity to, you know, build our case to make the playoffs, to challenge for the region, which is ultimately what we want to do. And it is the most important part of our schedule is the region game. So, yeah, I think it'll be a big week for us, but at the same time, week by week, we try to approach it the same way.
Coach Taylor Hennigan, congratulations. Big win last night, 27-7. Cookeville wins it over Livingston Academy. Win number one in the high school coaching career of Taylor Hennigan. Coach, best of luck to you moving forward in region play.
Thank you very much for having me.
Coach Taylor Hennigan's been our guest on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. We'll talk some DeKalb County High School football with Coach Steve Trapp when we come back to the program from Chick-fil-A on Interstate Drive in Cookeville.
The Mountain Barn Builders High School Playbook continues. Meet the athletes in your backyard. UCSportsNation.com.
The DeKalb County Tigers made the trip over to Carthage on Friday night to take on longtime border rival Smith County. With 4 seconds to go in the game, Coach Steve Trapp sends out Juan Ortega, who boots home a 31-yard field goal as time expired. DeKalb County moves to 2-0 in the season, 17-14 win over Smith County. Coach Trapp joins us via telephone on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, gutsy call to send the kicker out there in those closing seconds. How confident were you that Ortega would make that kick?
Well, I mean, when they went for it on the fourth and short right there on their own end of the field, and our defense come up huge, I mean, and got the stop. And I just knew that was kind of the situation that was going to play out. I mean, there were no big plays in the game all night long. Both defenses kind of kept those in check. We had a couple, and they all got called back on penalties, but I just knew that we was going to have to execute. You know, we needed to pick up a couple first downs, and you know, we had all three timeouts that helped. That really allowed us to get, you know, one. You know, we drew up a kind of play there on one of those timeouts that allowed us to get down there, and you know, just told the guys that, hey, just, you know, keep getting yards. We're going to use this last timeout, and Juan's going to kick a field goal to win it. And you know, kudos to them. That's the way it played out.
When speaking of Juan, Coach, what about what is his range in terms of field goal? Where are you comfortable putting him out there from?
40. I mean, you know, and here's the thing. You know, he's a freshman, great athlete. You know, he's a good safety. He's a good running back. He actually broke his hand in the Gornsville scrimmage. So, you know, he's been under doctor's orders to where he can't do anything but kick. But this goes way back to June. I mean, last night after the game, you know, I told these guys, I said, you know, y'all need to realize something. I said, Juan almost beat me to the field house every morning in June, and that's hard to do. You know, so I'd get there at daylight, whatever it may be, and then he's there 30 minutes later, and all he was doing was kicking and kicking and kicking. And, you know, since his hand's been broke, you know, he can't do nothing in practice, so all he's been doing is kicking. But, you know, so he's put in the work. And, you know, we talk to him all the time about, you know, do you deserve the opportunity to win? And that young man surely did. You know, his number was called in a very critical moment. You know, a freshman, never been in that situation before. And, you know, him and his teammates just come through.
Young man with a bright future for sure for the DeKalb County Tigers. Coach, going into that matchup, after seeing Smith County last week, one thing that really stands out is their size, and it was really an advantage for them over Gordonsville. I had a feeling that DeKalb County size would match up pretty well with Smith County. Was it pretty physical in that respect?
It was a battle. I mean, we knew that going in, you know, and that's all every interview I've done this week was, well, they're big, and I'm like, they are, and they're a good football team, and a good defensive football team. I knew points were going to be at a premium, and you know, then, I mean, our defense has been doing a good job all the way back to the spring, so I was confident in what Coach Shaw was going to have that unit to do. And, you know, but I was like, you know, we've got some size, too. I mean, I got two tackles at 6'5", 6'6". Everybody's 270 or better except for my center, and he's 250, but he may be the meanest one I've got. So those guys knew, you know, and what kind of game it was going to be, what type of game it was going to have to be. You know, and it turned into that, and, you know, fortunately we had the ball last.
DeKalb County Coach Steve Trapp joining us on the High School Playbook, presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach Colby Barnes with a couple of touchdowns last night, one rushing, one receiving. Talk about his game. What have you seen in terms of his development overall? Going back to his freshman year, he's always had some talent. I know he's dealt with some issues in terms of injuries and things, but how has he come along over the course of his high school career?
Well, Colby's just a calm guy. I mean, like I said, he's never going to get too high. He's never going to get too low. Sometimes that kind of drives me crazy, but that's who he is. And, you know, in a lot of situations, that's a good thing. You know, especially last night, you need guys that, you know, has the experience that he has. You know, he's a team captain. And, you know, when it's crunch time down there, and, you know, we talk to him also. You know, it's like, hey, this is going to be a grind, but, you know, we've got to put it in your belly. And, you know, last week he averaged over 5 yards a carry. I've not done all the stats yet. He had a couple good runs that got him some yards, but he's right there at 4 or 5 yards a carry every time. And, you know, right there before the kickoff, he had a couple runs that gave us some extra yards. Breeze had a big run that got us down inside there. So, but, you know, catching the football out of the backfield has been very beneficial. You know, so all these 7-on-7s we go to are, you know, we're making him run a route every single play. And then, you know, had a receiving touchdown last week, you know, to get us in the position to get a 2-point conversion. And then, you know, this week, same deal. You know, he catches that touchdown pass to tie it up. And then, you know, defense does their job, and then special team finishes it.
2-0, the DeKalb County Tigers getting set for Macon County in region play. Coach, and you get back-to-back clutch victories. Warren County last week on the 2-point conversion, the game-winning field goal this week. What does that say about the character of this team overall to be able to go out and win two games back-to-back to open the season in such clutch situations?
Well, I mean, we noticed it back in the spring. You know, we only had 21 guys in helmets for spring, and, you know, so our practices were not very physical just because of the lack of numbers and, you know, just kind of running through everything. But, you know, we did have a spring scrimmage, and I just told them, I said, guys, I need to know what y'all are holding, you know, because practices really haven't been what we needed them to be. But, you know, we scrimmaged Shebable in the spring, but those guys just flipped the switch and, you know, played like we wanted them to play and needed them to play, and they've kept doing that ever since then. And, you know, it's like we told them last night, and he said, you know, y'all proven you'll fight, you know, no matter what the circumstances they are, which, you know, you've known me for a long time. That's kind of been our mentality. It's always about the next play, good or bad. It's about the next play, and just make sure that you're focused in and giving your best. Now, we didn't do everything perfect last night. Like I said, we had 2 touchdowns called back and, you know, had some bad snaps and penalties. It was like 3 times we had a bad snap and a penalty in a row on 3 different drives that really took us out of any chance of moving the ball. But, you know, they didn't get down. You know, even though I was barking at them probably, you know, a little bit too much in some of those situations, that's why my voice sounds like it does. But they continue to play, and they understand that we're all out there trying to accomplish the same thing.
The DeKalb County Tigers, a big win over Smith County, 17-14 on Friday night. Coach Steve Trapp joining us this morning on the High School Playbook. Coach, congratulations on the win. Good luck Thursday night against Macon County.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Speaking of exciting finishes, there was one over in Sparta last night. The White County Warriors score on a 2-point conversion with 26.5 seconds remaining. White County edges Warren County 22-21. White County head coach Mark Frazier joins the High School Playbook. Coach, how exhilarating of a finish was that for your team Friday night?
Well, it was fun. We had a really big crowd. Warren County brought a lot of folks as well, so it was a really good high school atmosphere. That's kind of, you know, why you play the game. And then people talk about Friday Night Lights. That was the true atmosphere for that kind of show. So I was excited that we got the win, and you know, that last play was exciting for the crowd, for us as well. So it was important for us to get that win. So it was a nice finish, I'll put it that way.
It's always called the hero or goat call when you decide to go for two in an instance like that. What was it in your gut that made you decide to go for two there?
Well, I mean, it'd been a tough game, you know, back and forth. A lot of the kids were tired on both sides. We just felt like we had the momentum. We had, you know, had a good long drive to play the series before and had a fumble end it. Then we came right back, and we just felt like we had them on their heels a little bit. I'm sure that, you know, like you said, if it hadn't got in, we'd be having a different conversation today. So, but it was a good last play, and Tripp did a good job. Offensive line did a good job getting them in. Malachi did a good job of faking it right there. We used him as a decoy there, and Tripp walked in the end zone. So it was was a good play by the boys at the end.
What do you feel like that says about the poise of your team? Because that's a high-pressure situation, and you've really got to go out and execute a play like that. How do you look at the poise of this team?
Well, it's kind of been a running joke. Mike Sloan and Curtis Beatty, my offense coordinator, assistant head coach there, we've talked about how terrible we've been at two-point conversions. We keep going. We've not gotten one. I've been here. This is my fourth year. I keep going. We never make a two-point conversion.
Wow.
And so it was kind of funny in the huddle, as serious it was. I said, well, you know, everybody's due at some point. So they had worked on it a lot. And, you know, we've been a point of emphasis in camp and going into the season. So they practiced it several times, and the boys did a very good job executing that. So got a lot of gamers on that team. Tripp's a gamer. You know, some guys up front, you know, wanted to go for it. We're excited we were going for two. And so it was nice to see them be successful.
Coach, I want to talk about those guys up front for a minute, because the offensive line a lot of times doesn't get enough credit. And when you got a back like Malachi Dowell that puts up the type of yardage he does, Tripp is having a good year quarterback. What about your offensive line? What makes that unit special?
Well, it's been a really unique bunch. We lost four starters from last year's. You know, everybody's, you know, we've talked about that a lot. So we got four new guys in there. And started out the season, had a couple scrimmages where we took it on the chin and just didn't play very well. You can get right down to it. And then slowly, you know, we've gotten a little better each week. And I thought opening week we got a lot better. We still were missing a few assignments. And then, you know, last night we improved. So it's one of those things, if they continue to get better by the end of the season, we think we can have a really good unit up there. And so they do a good job, and they don't get enough credit. I think Malachi would be the first one to say that without those guys, he wouldn't be putting up the numbers that he does. So, you know, it's exciting to see him grow and get better each week.
White County head football coach Mark Frazier, our guest this morning on the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, when you look at Malachi Dowell, it's almost video game-like numbers that this young man is putting up. He had a fantastic season last year. Has he had a bit of chip on his shoulder, so to speak, coming into this season?
Well, it's, you know, people ask me about Malachi all the time and what do you expect and what's he going to do. And I keep telling him, you know, this is what he does every time he plays. I don't expect anything. I'd be shocked if he doesn't do these kind of numbers and, you know, do the kind of things he does on the field. A lot of times people miss, you know, he caused and recovered a fumble in the second series of the game last night down inside their territory. So he doesn't just run the ball. He does a lot of things that maybe don't show up in the, you know, in the spreadsheet at the end of the game. So, but when he runs, you know, as a defensive guy, I tell everybody I have a hard time. You know, I need to be looking at my iPad and talking with my defensive guys, but it's hard not to look out there and watch him go. It's fun to watch him play. Like I said just a minute ago, you know, I'm shocked when he doesn't do special things, because that's what he's done since I've watched him, since he's been, you know, 7 years old. So it's just another chapter last night in the storybooks, all I can tell you.
Coach Frazier, you're getting set for the gauntlet of region games, and my goodness, you're in such a tough region there in 5-5A. You start out at station camp. They're 2-0 on the season. How do you feel like this White County team is going to compete against region opposition this season?
Well, we got to get better. I mean, it's fun. You know, we've done fairly well the last few years locally, and that's good, but we've got to get better. We had penalties last night, turnovers last night, and we can't have that against teams that we're going to be playing. There'll be Division I athletes on every team we play from here on out, and multiple Division I athletes. So when we go that route, we've got to get clean things up. But if we do that, we've got a chance. So that'll be the emphasis.
Coach, you got some great talent on your team. A fantastic win over Warren County, a Class 6A squad last night, 22-21. Congratulations on that victory, and good luck moving forward as region play opens up this week.
We appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
York Institute Coach Duran Wright and members of the York Institute Dragons join us live at Chick-fil-A from Interstate Drive in Cookeville when we come back to the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders.
Buffaloes and Blue Devils and Bulldogs. We've got your team covered. The High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders.
The York Institute Dragons get a big victory last night over Jackson County, 35-2, the final score. as they welcome Coach Derwin Wright back to the sidelines with his first victory. Back on the sidelines at York, Coach Wright joins us here on the High School Playbook at Chick-fil-A on Interstate Drive in Cookeville. Coach, welcome back first to the sidelines, and how much have you missed it since being gone from a few years back?
Well, I appreciate you welcoming me back. I love football, and got in administration for a while, and this, you know, was constantly always pulled football, but it just worked out that I got a chance to get back over the Dragons, and I'm glad to be back.
What were the differences, the biggest differences in last week's game and last night's game?
Well, the first game we had five turnovers. You're not gonna beat anybody but yourself with five turnovers, and that's what we did. So, big thing last night, we took care of the football. We executed a lot better. I always say that the biggest improvement most teams make is between game one and game two, and that's what we did. We just made way too many mental mistakes, blocking mistakes, and came back in on Monday and simplified. And Tuesday, to me, I felt like we won the game on Tuesday, had one of our best practices of the year. And, I said, guys, we've got to establish something. And so this offense is I've always run some type version of the wing T, but this shotgun wing T and what we're doing out of it's different for me too. And I had to get better, with it.
Mm-hmm. Coach, what are some things about this team that stand out, whether it be character or something like that?
Well, I think we've got quite a bit of athleticism. I feel like they're a little behind in the weight program from where they should have been, but I really like the athleticism. I think we've got, a solid offensive line and defensive line. Got a little bit of depth, but we are some of our depth. A lot of freshmen and sophomores are going to play this year, so that's a big thing. We only have seven seniors, but those seven seniors are doing a great job for us.
You got a couple of guys here we're going to talk to in just a moment. Miles Lefew, your quarterback, who had a great night last night. 10 carries, 102 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 of 6 passing, 90 yards, a couple of scores. Caden Stover's also with us, 9 carries, 95 yards, and a touchdown. What about these guys' performances last night?
Oh, they had a great it's a great performance. Miles had a good night. Caden had a great night. He had another 86-yarder that was called back on a hold penalty. He had a big night for us. Caden also kicks off and punts for us and does a great job and kicks PAT and extra points. So, he's a valuable player to us. But I just asked Miles, we sit down a little bit before the game and talked about what, we felt good about. And he did a good job at quarterback leading the team last night.
Let's get Caden up to the microphone first. Senior on the York Institute team. How much does it hurt having an 86-yard touchdown called back?
Oh, man, it feels terrible. I got down there, and I was winded, and I was like, dang, I gotta go all the way back up. So,
are you more winded after they call an 86-yard touchdown back than maybe if you'd actually scored and it counted?
100%.
What's it been like for you this season having Coach Wright to come back to the team? What's been some of the biggest differences you've seen?
Oh, it's been great. Just the team – getting behind him as a coach, it just we feel a whole lot more united than we did past few years.
What do you feel like the overall strength of this team is?
I think our strength is going to be in our speed and our unity as a team is very strong. We're behind each other and work together really good.
Caden, as a senior on this York Institute team, you're looked up to as a leader. How do you embrace that role?
I just work hard and try to lead through my actions, not my words.
I was going to ask you that. Do you consider yourself more of a lead by example sort of player?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do you ever find yourself, though, needing to get into the face maybe of a younger player to, motivate them somewhat?
Yeah.
How difficult is that for you?
I don't like kind of chewing people out, so I try to be nice. But
sometimes it calls for it.
Yeah.
Looking ahead, region play is going to start this week, and you guys start off with Monterey. What's the goal for this York Institute team?
This week we got to come out, have a really, really good week of practice because Monterey is going to be tough. We just got to stay focused and worry about our jobs and have faith that our teammates are going to do their jobs. So,
what personal goals and team goals would you like to accomplish in your senior season?
I would like to have a winning season, and I would love to go pretty deep in the playoffs this year. That would be great.
All right, we hope and we would look forward to seeing that.
Yes, sir.
Caden Stover joining us.
Thank you.
Get Miles Lefeu up to the microphone, junior quarterback, and big game for you last night, Miles. What did it feel getting that first victory of the season?
Well, it felt awesome. Just knowing that we come out swinging that first drive, first play, we went 80 yards and scored. And I mean, our line did an amazing job last night, just setting the tone up front. I mean, I think we had 200 and something yards rushing, and compared to the week before, we had 100 and something. So our line come out swinging, and it just set the tone from the first play.
When you get an 80-yard touchdown on the first run of the football game, how does that change the atmosphere for the fans, everything going on in the stadium?
Oh, it just sets a tone. It puts you, you know, you get your momentum going, and you just build off that momentum and keep building. And then, you know, we had a play, I mean, it's a bad play. We had to overcome that play, and I feel like we did a good job overcoming and getting back and kept going.
Miles, what have been the biggest changes for you personally from last season to this season?
Mostly just like Coach Wright's really helped me learn how to read, as far as like you're reading your linebackers and your cornerbacks and your safeties. You know, it's just a big part of the quarterback job is reading, and I feel like we've done a lot better job of that this year than we last year.
What are some things that you are looking to improve on individually in your game?
Well, mostly reading. It's a lot harder than what people think it is, and it takes time and reps. Repetition's the main thing. You just got to have reps every day, and you got to keep on getting better. And I mean, eventually it comes easier, but right now it's just a repetition thing.
Has this offense been somewhat of a challenge for you to kind of get to know, learn, and master, so to speak?
Yeah, it's a little different than what we did last year. I mean, you know, we come out in the spring, we learn it. We're, you know, just repetition. Like I said, repetition. You got to have repetition every day to get good at something, and I feel like we've done a pretty good job of that. And everybody's starting to click now, and we just got to keep getting better every week.
Guys, we're wishing you the best of luck throughout the course of the season. Looking forward to some big things from York Institute football. Coach Derwin Wright, we'll come back to you. York Institute players and Coach Wright joining us this morning on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. And, Coach, you do get ready for region play this week. How prepared do you feel like the team is after the first two games of the season?
Well, I think we, you know, like I said, we made a big stride improvement from week one and week two, just like Miles was talking about in some of our reads and some of our blocking assignments and stuff. We know this is a solid Monterey team. You know, they've got two guys that are running their offense that are seniors that, you know, have done it and been playing for a while. So we know we got our work cut out for us. But, you know, what we've got to do is the main thing that I tell them, you know, you've got 10 games to get ready for five. And that's the way I look at it. And, you know, we just got to start breaking down film and looking at it and find what our strength is and what we think we can exploit. And, you know, they're going to be doing the same thing. So, you know, we got to control what we can control.
Coach Hughes at Monterey had said in an interview earlier that he looked at this region as some really good football entrenched schools, if you will, when you look at Monterey. York, Rockwood's in this district, Oneida, all those teams. From my perspective, Coach, this looks like one of the tougher 2A regions in the state. Would you feel that way about it?
I think definitely. You know, there's a lot of tradition in those schools and football tradition, and you know, so I would agree with that, because you know, Oneida for years, you know, Monterey, Rockwood, it's just a football district.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you guys for coming out to Chick-fil-A this morning. Congrats on the big win last night, and wishing you the very best moving forward.
Appreciate you having us on. Thank you.
York Institute Coach Derwin Wright joining us this morning, along with Caden Stover and Miles Lefeu, members of the York Institute football team. We'll talk some Warren County Pioneer football with Coach Matt Turner when the high school playbook continues from Chick-fil-A on Interstate Drive in Cookeville.
Warriors and Cavaliers in action. Wildcats and Panthers on the prowl. We've got them covered. The Mountain Barn Builders High School Playbook.
Forest Jubilant as the White County Warriors were on Friday night with their 22-21 victory over Warren County in the closing seconds. It was a tough night for the Warren County Pioneers for the second week in a row, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, so to speak. Warren County head football coach Matt Turner joins us on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, how difficult has it been losing in such heartbreaking fashion 2 weeks in a row?
I mean, there's not words to describe it, really. You know, last week was gut-wrenching, and then to see the same looks and the frustration on the kids' face last night in the locker room was just, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just no way to explain it, really.
When you lose that way 2 weeks in a row, for the players, do you think that it's going to serve as a motivator going into practice this week?
You know, I think so. You know, it took this past week in practice, Monday, you know, early in the week, the kids, you could tell that it still was the loss. It was, you know, still on their mind pretty heavy, and it took them a day, you know, maybe two, to kind of actually get past that and understand that, you know, sun's going to come up, and we're going to go back to work, and it was just unfortunate, you know, whatnot, but they finished the week strong, you know. And, you know, and last night the response in the locker room after the bus ride home, you know, was they know that we're very, very close, and we just got to put it together and finish. And so the mood was good in the locker room as far as, you know, coach, we'll see you tomorrow, and we'll see you Sunday. You know, we'll watch film, and we're going to, you know, get this thing headed in the right direction.
Coach, despite the loss last night and last week, we've seen some positives on the offensive side of the ball last night. I know you had over 250 yards rushing. What are some of the things good you're seeing out of your offense so far this season?
Well, you know, they're executing, and they're setting things up. And, you know, Jason Pleasant, young man, number 22, man, he is he's going to be an awesome role player for us. You know, he's got a ton of speed. You know, and just that our offense is executing. And last night we're trying to keep building our passing game up. And we had some good opportunities to throw the ball a little bit last night. And, you know, but Jason Pleasant right now, just off the top of my head, really stands out. And Braylon Grayson right there at the tailback spot. We wanted to try to move him to wing a little bit last night. But, you know, overall, they're just they're executing the offense, and it's working. And the kids, it's seeing them, you know, have fun with it, because, you know, that little wing tee, you know, it could be anybody's night, you know. So
you mentioned Jathan Pleasant, and he had, I believe, 162 yards, three touchdowns last night. You talk about what he has and what makes him special. What is it that makes him special, and what do you see his full potential being?
His full potential could be the sky's the limit. You know, young man, he's not a very big character. You know, he's pretty small, so he's hard to get a beat on, you know, from a defensive standpoint. But he's playing that wing position, and you know, of course, we kind of, you know, we got the Grayson at the fullback, and he hammers, and then all of a sudden we'll run that counter play when you're not looking. And he has just got such an explosiveness about him that when he sees a small seam, he can just bolt through that thing. And last year he showed some great signs of that, but didn't really have the breakaway speed. And last night and even last week, we saw some opportunities where he got out in open space and he was able to just outrun people. And he's just a very good little athlete. So like to get him involved more in kind of some passing situations, you know, out in the open field, and just find ways, kind of like Sparta does, you know, to get the ball in his hands, especially out in open space.
Warren County head football coach Matt Turner, our guest on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, you don't get into region play quite just yet, as you've got one of the smaller regions in the state. But as you work toward region play, what are some of the issues that you still feel like this team needs to work out before getting into region play?
Well, you know, I feel like we've got to be able to keep our composure. When I thought the guys, they've done a good job of keeping the composure when things maybe go bad. But it seems like the last two weekends, you know, our defense has stepped up and played big and either, you know, got a takeaway or recovered the ball back for us. And our offense has went out. And like last night, where there was two series in, late in the game where we go out and we just can keep our composure, I feel like, a little bit, because we're so excited, you know. I mean, have a hard time executing, and then we end up turning right around and giving the ball back to the opposing team, you know. So just learning how to win. Of course, I mean, it's no secret this program's been down for so long, you know, and winning's a habit, and so is losing. So a lot of these kids, we're still trying to, you know, build that bridge on how to win and you know, and how to finish a ball game, you know, and so hopefully that makes sense.
Coach Turner, I know you and your staff do a fantastic job. I know you'll get things turned around. A couple of heartbreaking losses, but a lot of talent on that Warren County team. Good luck against Ridgeway coming up this week and throughout the rest of the season.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The Stone Memorial Panthers get a 35-6 win over East Ridge last night. We'll talk to Panthers head coach Derek Samber when we come back to the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders.
No one covers your favorite high school teams like we do. This is the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders.
4 teams in Region 4, 4A have started the season 2-0 thus far. The Upperman Bees, the DeKalb County Tigers, the Macon County Tigers, and the Stone Memorial Panthers, who get it done last night 35-6 over East Ridge. Coach Derek Samber joins us via telephone on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, what stood out in your team's performance Friday night?
We appreciate it, Tom. In terms of what stood out, I think our offense executed the game plan really well and in terms of what we want to accomplish and hit some shot plays that we have designed. And then defensively, Tom, our defense has really been lights out. I think they went a good portion of the game without giving up a first down. And I think second week in a row, our starters haven't given up a point. So it's a good feeling when your defense has your back in that regard.
Coach, what makes that defense special this year? That says a lot, not giving up a point the first unit 2 weeks in a row against a pretty good opposition.
Our defense coordinator, Coach Qualls, does a great job. You know, we've got several kids back from last year. I think we're really good up the middle of our defense with Brady Lane at Mike Linebacker's a difference maker, and Caleb Flowers, our free safety there in the middle. Those two kids are really our leaders. I think when you're good up the middle, it's always big, and really like the way our kids pursue and run to the football. Good things happen when you've got as many kids as possible around the football at the end of the play.
What kind of attitude or swaggers, they like to say, do they bring to the football field on Friday night?
Yeah, they take a lot of pride in that. They've got some goofy little things they break it down on and that sort of thing. But I think as much as anything, this bunch really takes pride in their execution, their film study. They're always asking really detailed questions. So maybe that's not what swagger looks like, but it's what our kids take pride in.
Coach, 2 weeks in a row, you've got 30 or more points on the scoreboard. Talk about your offense a little bit. What makes the offensive unit really go for you this year?
You know, Hunter Hedlund's our senior quarterback. He's back as a second-year starter, and he's really made a leap this offseason. And, you know, the flip side of that is at times he really gets to play point guard because we've got several athletes on the perimeter that are getting touches right now, doing good things with them. Barry Eldridge is one of our receivers. He's had 2 big games in a row. He's gotten an end zone both weeks. Preston Mayberry is a kid that's come out from our basketball team, and it just smart, heady football plays, just as the athlete he is. He had a couple big catches last night. Nick Osmond the same way. He's a two-way kid as a baseball player. And then Caleb Flowers is back. He was a big play kid for us last year and has continued to do the same. So, you know, Hunter is doing a really good job at the detailed pieces of playing the quarterback position, and then he's got some pretty good guys on the other end of his passes.
When you mentioned Hunter and his development from last year until this year, what are some of the things that he worked on during the offseason to really nurture that improvement from year to year?
Well, you know, mechanically, that's something I take a lot of pride in. He's doing a really great job in those facets. But Tom, what I'm really more impressed by and happy to see is the young man he's become and the leader he's become. And he's found his voice as a quarterback, but also as a young man. I think the developments I'm most proud of are from the neck up. Just the maturity, the leadership, and serving his teammates. We've seen a different kid in that regard, and that's what I'm really proud of.
Derek Sambers, a head football coach of the Stone Memorial Panthers. He's our guest this morning on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, as you get ready to go into region play, a tough, competitive region, what are some things about your team that you still would like to iron out before you get into region play?
We've had some penalties here and there, Tom, mostly holdings and some stuff like that. Just want to clean that up so our offense can stay in rhythm. Defensively, we've seen a couple very unique offenses, so we've got to get back in the rhythm of what we'll see down the stretch. You know, we've seen a double-wing team and a single-wing team the first 2 weeks, so those are things that aren't a big part of football in this day and age. So we know we'll see some different offenses down the stretch. So that's kind of where we're getting to, is that different personnel grouping on defense and then just kind of sharpening our sword in terms of execution on offense.
When you talk about penalties, holding penalties and the like, as a coach, how difficult as a coaching staff is it to get that out of the team and to reverse that, to not have them commit so many penalties?
Well, it's a fine line, Tom. You know, we want to hold them accountable and be disciplined in what we do. And then some of those holding penalties are a technique thing. It's not a lack of discipline or a lack of effort. It's a technique deal. So our kids are doing a really good job with that, and they're responding well. I think they've really developed good relationships with officials and how respectful they are and how they approach the game in that regard. It's part of the game, Tom. I don't think you want to overreact, but it's certainly something you make sure your kids are mindful of.
Livingston Academy on Friday night to open region play for you. What do you see from this region, top to bottom, this year, Coach?
You know, I've really not seen the region much, Tom. I've just kind of scoreboard watched, and there's a lot of good football teams in this region. It's really highly competitive. The last season in particular, Upperman, Macon, DeKalb were out there at the top, and I think they're all three undefeated right now. So we know it's going to be really competitive. We know Livingston's going to bring a really good football team to Stone, and we're going to have to get off on the right foot in region play.
I think it's going to be a competitive race this year. You mentioned Upperman, Macon, DeKalb all undefeated. Stone Memorial's undefeated. Livingston's going to come in hungry, as you know, next Friday night. Coach, it should be a fun season, certainly in Region 4-4A. Coach Derek Sambers joining us from the Stone Memorial Panthers this morning. Coach, congratulations on the win last night, and good luck throughout the season.
Hey, Tom, I really appreciate it. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about our kids and for all you do for high school sports.
Let's quickly recap scores from Friday night action. Cookeville gets their first win of the season over Livingston Academy, 27-7. Mace Thompson in the game, 11 of 19, 208 yards and a touchdown. DeKalb County on a 31-yard field goal by Juan Ortega as time expired, beat Smith County 17-14. White County over Warren County, 22-21. Tripp Pinion scores on a two-point conversion with 26 and a half seconds remaining. York Institute downs Jackson County 35-2. Miles Lampview with 102 yards rushing, a couple of touchdowns, two TDs passing last night. Stone Memorial goes to 2-0 in the season, 35-6 over East Ridge. Clay County also 2-0, and they've not allowed a point through two games of season, 53-0 over Clinton County, Kentucky. Monterey gets two touchdowns from Michael Allred as they down Cumberland County 30-0. Upperman gets 100-yard-plus performances from Terrence Deadman and Jackson Rollins in a 49-8 win over Trousdale County. This upcoming week, it'll be DeKalb County hosting Macon County on Thursday. Friday night, we'll see Cumberland County travel to Upperman, Monterey at York Institute, Sail Creek at Jackson County, Livingston Academy at Stone Memorial. White County goes to Station Camp, Warren County at Ridgeway, several region games as region play gets underway throughout the state of Tennessee this upcoming week. Big thanks to all of our guests today, Coach Taylor Hannigan of the Cookeville Cavaliers, Coach Derwin Wright, and members of the York Institute football team, Coach Steve Trapp of the DeKalb County Tigers, Coach Mark Frazier of the White County Warriors, Coach Matt Turner of the Warren County Pioneers, and Coach Derek Sambers of the Stone Memorial Panthers. Big thanks to our studio producers, Will Hearn and Jake Wallman. Our on-site producer is Elizabeth Foreman. Big thanks to Mountain Barn Builders and our host, Chick-fil-A, on Interstate Drive in Cookeville. For the High School Playbook this week, I'm Tom Duggan.
The High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, constructing storage buildings of all sizes for your backyard. The perfect shed, added storage from Mountain Barn Builders. Online at mountainbarnbuilders.com. Or see your building up close, Highway 127. Get the scouting report on all the week's prep action. Online now, ucsportsnation.com.